Today is February 1st, 2023. I am Abigail, and I am sitting here, laying here with my daughters, Amina Rain and Naomi Rain. Today's topic is about managing mental health, right? So when you are a stay-at-home mom or work away from home mom or work at home mom, no income mom or scattered income mom, whatever it is, your mental health is affected, possibly, right? And I'm only speak for myself at this time because I have two toddlers, right? I love them so much. However, both of them have an illness. One has sickle cells, SS, which if you know anything about sickle cells, that is the worst version that you can have. And then the other one has diabetes type 1. If you know anything about diabetes type 1, it's also the worst form of diabetes because it is not reversible because the pancreas has failed. Now, my daughters are 2 and 4, and sickle cells was diagnosed at birth. Diabetes was diagnosed at 2 years old. So, recently I left my job in December of 2022. And the struggle to get financial assistance from like government programs has been like a struggle, right? It's like SSI for one of my daughters got approved, but not the other one. So I had to refile and do an appeal and waiting on that date. Unemployment sent me 2 letters saying you're eligible. Then the other letter dated on the same day says you're ineligible because you quit your job to take care of your child. So that means you cannot work a job ever. So until you get another job making at least $1,600 a week, then you can't get then you're ineligible for unemployment. So file an appeal on that as well, right? Then I have this apartment that I have, and I'm trying to rent it out as an Airbnb. I got it while I was working and have my LLC and all that good stuff, but I'm not gonna lie, I have moments. They don't last all day, they don't last all week, they don't last all month, because to me, depression is a luxury, right? It's a luxury that I literally, figuratively, cannot afford, right? I cannot afford to sit and be curled up in a room or in a corner in my bed or undercover anything for no longer than maybe an hour, maybe two. This, if my daughters are asleep, then I can be like, oh, I can cry it out. I can be depressed in that moment, you know, as if it's an accomplishment. But it is. Right? And you don't see it as an accomplishment when you get to like really let it out and try to like get your mental health back in order. But you have to. You have to cry. You have to shout. Not at somebody or with somebody per se, but you just have to get it out. Unfortunately, this episode that I have, and I call it an episode. I just was crying in my room. I clinked up. Mama. What, baby?
I want some water.
You want some water?
Yeah.
Say it right. You want some water?
Yeah.
Where is it?
In the bubble.
In the bathroom?
Uh-huh.
No, it's not. You want me to get it for you? Are you being lazy?
Yeah.
Yes?
Uh-huh.
Yes?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yes.
Thank you.
Why are you
I'll go get
what
it for
you. What's that veil for?
This, I'm recording an episode. So this child that's talking right now is Naomi Rain. She's 2 years old. And she has sickle cells. The other one you hear back there making her sounds. Her, what are those sounds called? Whale sounds in the ocean? That's Amina Rain. But they seen me cry for the first time. Her, like really, really, really cry. And I try to shield them from that. But like, I'm not gonna do it. It's not something that I do every day. It's not something that I've done before in front of them. But I do think it is important for them to see a little bit of me just crying. Why I think that is because it shows them like that mommy is human. They think I'm superhuman. They think I don't cry, ever get sad. But it's important, like, because they cry, right? And sometimes I say, do you even know why you're crying? And they say, no. And so, I don't want them to ever feel like so many things going on in their head and it don't make sense, or they can't make sense of it and they don't know how to explain it and think it's abnormal. Because it's not. It's normal. We all do it. We just like, oh, so many thoughts going on in our heads and we don't know what to do about it. So, I want to just kind of do a deep dive into mental health of the stay-at-home mom, because, and the stay-at-home mom that has the children at home with her, not the stay-at-home mom that has the children in daycare or in school and she's at home for 8 hours of the day or doing whatever she want to do for 8 hours of the day. I'm talking about the stay-at-home mom who's at home with her children 24/7. That's what I want to do a deep dive about. We'll be back. I'm going to take a small break. But I will be back. Stay tuned. I'm back. So I want to continue on about the deep dive that I wanted to go into with the mental health of being with your children like 24/7. It was funny. I was watching a comedy show and it was a parent. He's like, I don't care how much you love your children, no one should be around children 24/7. And I was like, right, I totally agree with you. Like, I totally agree with that, because it almost like you have no life, and all I do is talk about my children, which I love the fact that I can. I'm not complaining. I'm so grateful. I thank God every single day, multiple times a day. I am so grateful for my daughters. However, I need a break. Okay? So, I need just, sometimes I just need like 2 days out the month. Give me 3 days out the month. Just once a month. That's all I need. 3 days out the month, once a month. I'll give them 27 days or 26 days or 25 days depending on the month. I just need 3 days and I will be fine, because I could be around them all the time, but I still need those days. So I find myself having conversations with other people only about my children. It's like, what else can you talk about? Then I'm talking about like how they're learning, how they're exploring this funny thing that they said that you had to be there just to get it. So my mental health is like, ugh. And then you worried about them falling and hurting themselves, or them getting sick, or them feeling isolated because you don't want them to get sick, but I'm feeling overwhelmed. Like, it's so many things that goes through your head as a mom. It's like, am I doing too much? Overstimulating? Or am I not doing enough? Should I have them and is that in the next? Or should I just let them figure out imaginary play? Like, what are we doing? So those thoughts just kind of overwhelm you. And then one day you just don't feel like cooking, but you know your children need to eat a healthy meal, a homemade hearty meal. That's another thing. It's like, okay, am I giving them hot dogs today? Did I get them hot dogs yesterday because I didn't feel like cooking yesterday and I still don't feel like cooking today? Is that really going to happen? It just, you're constantly thinking, right, about what's happening next, when it's going to take place, what's the reaction? And then what about those mornings when you like, I didn't clean the kitchen last night, so I'm going to wake up to a dirty kitchen, dishes in the sink, just going to slow down my morning routine of making breakfast. So now I got to spend money unnecessarily to order food because I got to get some energy in order to cook food, and I have to buy some food in order to get some energy. Then you get offered a job that's like, oh, $90,000 salary, but you're going to have to drive an hour and 15 minutes to work every day and then another hour and 15 minutes home every day. Oh, and don't forget, you're going to be on at work 9 hours out the day. But you get 1 hour of a free lunch. You can keep that hour of lunch. I just work 8 hours and go home. But is it worth it? Because that's already, what, 9, 10, 11 hours out your day. Not counting the time that you sleep. And then the time that you spend getting ready for work. So then you realize you're only home for about 2 hours of the day with your children. And you gotta cook and you gotta bathe them. And then it's off the bed. And you start to feel guilty. You like, can I win as a provider? Yes, but you gotta figure another way to get some money because 2 hours a day with toddlers just ain't hitting it. Can I win as a stay-at-home mom? Nope, because you gotta get some money and your mental health needs to be on point for your money, you know, and for your daughters. And so it's like, what do I need to do? You need to be a working from home mom. But not on the phones, doing your own thing, creating your own business. But businesses take money. I got my Airbnb, but it took money. It took me pulling my 401k. It took that. It took me using my last two paychecks to fund everything, get everything in order. It took all of that. And I'm glad I did it. Because, you know, I'm glad I did it because now I have my first residual income business. I tried it in the past with selling shoes, the physical product, and it wasn't passive income. I want passive income, so Airbnb is kind of passive. Because I have it now. I don't have to do any manual work with it. I hire a housekeeper who will come and clean it, maintain it. I got a maintenance tech. So it's passive for me. I share the calendar with them. They know when they can go in and out. They have their own codes. I don't do anything but wait for a deposit. And that's it. I am sleepy. So I'm going to end this podcast by talking about mental health. I have days when, I'm sorry, moments when I'm not all the way here. I'm kind of checked out, but I'm still around. But I just
focus. And I think everybody does. I think it's time we start talking about those moments of like shame and question and worthiness and unworthiness. Like, let's talk about it. I want everybody to send me messages of things you've been through, like mental health, when it comes to like once you became a parent. Were you overwhelmed? Were you stressed out? Were you underappreciated, overappreciated, oversaturated? How did having children affect your mental health? Both happy and not happy. Because I was depressed too before I had children. I had moments of depression. And it's nothing like that now that I got children. It's nothing like that. It's... depression only lasts a moment. Back then, it would last for a few days, and I had to be around family to know that there was people out here who loved me, and I loved me, and I loved them, you know? Now, I know that I got somebody to love, two people to love for life. They are me. I am them. We are one divided into three. So that is us. But I am Abigail. Thank you for listening to my podcast, Stay at Home Mom Mental Health. I hope everybody have a wonderful day.